From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Mirror and Tug in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The harbor town of Ballard sat at the mouth of a wide river. The river met the sea twice a day in a slow swell that lifted the harbor, and twice a day it drained out again. The townspeople called it the breath of the harbor. Boats rose, boats fell. The wooden pilings of the docks were marked with thick green lines from 100 years of tide stains. Everyone in Ballard, even small children, could read the tide stains and tell you whether the tide was coming in or going out. Mira came to Ballard to visit her father's old friend, the harbor master. She had not been to the coast since her childhood. She wanted to look at glass that had been polished by salt water. Her father had told her, when she was small, that glass tumbled in seawater for 10 years became finer than anything he could blow in the workshop. She wanted to see if it was true. Tug came to the harbor because his parents' rope and pulley workshop was on the dock. He had grown up there. He still went home once a season to help with the heavy cranes. They met on the long dock, in front of the workshop, on an afternoon when the tide was just beginning to go out. Tug saw her first. He waved. He had not known Mira would be in town. She walked over. They embraced quickly. They had both been at the academy for years. They were old colleagues. "What are you doing here?" Tug asked. "Sea glass," Mira said. "There's a beach a quarter mile north. I'll walk you there in an hour. The tide will be low by then." "Perfect." They sat down on the edge of the dock to wait. Mira dangled her feet over the water. Tug pointed to the green lines on the pilings. "Watch that one," he said. "The water's at the +3 line right now. By the time we go to the beach, it'll be at +1. 2 hours from now, it'll be at 0. If it's a strong tide today, it'll go to -1 or -2. The pilings have marks all the way down to -4.
"That's a number line," Mira said, smiling. "That's a number line that drains and refills," Tug said. "Twice a day, forever." A small group of children were playing on the dock behind them. They were daring each other to walk down the wooden ladder that ran from the dock to the water. The ladder had rungs at 1-foot intervals. The top rung was +5, relative to the standard low water mark. The bottom rung was -3, 3 feet below the lowest standard tide line, which meant it was always underwater. Even at the deepest tide, the bottom 3 rungs were submerged. One of the children, a girl of about 10, was halfway down the ladder. The water was at +3. She was perched on the +4 rung. Two of the lower rungs, +1 and +2, were dry. +3 was just at water level. +0 and below were underwater. "How many dry rungs are there below me?" she called up. Her brother counted. "2 dry," he said. "3 underwater, then it goes negative. How many total rungs to the bottom?" "Top of ladder is +5. Bottom of ladder is -3. So 8 rungs total. 5 above 0, 3 below 0. 8, she shouted up, including the wet ones. Mirror leaned over to Tug. "Pretty good," she said. "Wait for the next part," Tug said. The brother on the dock yelled down. "But if the tide goes to -2, how many dry rungs will there be?" The girl on the ladder thought. Then she said, very confidently, 5 plus 2 is 7, 7 dry rungs. The water will drop 2 more feet.
"That's right," her brother shouted.
Mira grinned at Tug. She used negative numbers without flinching. "She used negative numbers because the harbor uses negative numbers," Tug said. "Every kid in this town learns to read the tide stains by age 6. They know the water can be at +3, or 0, or -2. They know what those mean physically. The math comes later. The physical picture comes first." "My father used to say that too," Mirror said. He'd hold up a glass sheet in a finished silvered mirror. He'd say, "This is +1. That is -1. Same distance from 0. Opposite sides. One you look through, one you look at." Tug nodded. "That's the cleanest definition I've ever heard," he said. A new problem broke out behind them. A different child, a small boy of about 8,
was standing on the +2 rung. He was holding a small wooden boat. He wanted to lower it into the water without dropping it. The water was at +3. He needed to lower the boat down to the water, which was 1 foot below his rung. He shouted up, "Dad, how far down do I lower it?" The father, who was on the dock, called down, "The water is at +3. You are at +2. The water is above your feet." The boy looked confused. "Hold on," Mirror said, standing up. "Let me try this one." She walked over to the edge of the dock and leaned down so the boy could see her. "Hello," she said.
"Hello," the boy said. "You're at the +2 rung. The water is at +3. Where is the water compared to your rung?" The boy thought. "Above me?" "Above you by how much?" "1 foot." "Right. So to put the boat into the water, you have to lift the boat up by 1 foot, not down. The water's above you." The boy looked at the water, which was indeed sloshing just 1 foot above his rung. He laughed. He climbed up one rung. He set the boat gently onto the water. The boat floated away. The father shouted thanks. Tug, watching, said quietly, "That was the inverse move. He thought he needed to lower. You showed him he needed to lift. Same distance, opposite direction. That's all an inverse operation is." Mirror sat back down beside him. "It's the same as the mirror thing," she said. "The reflection. Lower by one is the opposite direction by one of lift by one. The boy needed to do the reflection. He was about to do the wrong half of the pair." "That's the whole inverse operation principle in one boat," Tug said. "If you go the wrong direction by 1 foot, you correct it by going the opposite direction by 1 foot. Minus and plus are mirrors of each other. They are the same magnitude, opposite sign. They undo each other. Tug and counter-tug." He paused. "You know," he said, "I've been teaching inverse operations for 15 years, and I have never thought about them as mirror images before. I always thought of them as poles in opposite directions, but they're the same idea. The mirror image of +5 across 0 is -5. The inverse of adding 5 is subtracting 5. Same symmetry, different vocabulary."
"My father would have liked that," Mira said. "He always said the mirror taught the deepest lessons. He didn't know about algebra, but he knew about the flexions." "It's the same thing," Tug said. "It's all the same thing." The tide went out further. The +3 line dropped to +2, then to +1. Mira and Tug walked north along the dock toward the beach. By the time they got there, the water was at 0. By the time they sat down on the sand, it was at -1. The wet sand extended out for 30 yards beyond the standard low water line. The sea glass was, exactly as Mira's father had promised, beautiful. She picked up a small piece of cobalt blue glass that had been tumbled for years. She held it up to the late afternoon light. The light came through, softened by the salt water polish. "Tug," she said.
"Hmm?"
"There is no positive without negative. There is no addition without subtraction. There is no high tide without low tide." "That's three ways of saying the same thing."
"Yes."
"That's the chapter," Tug said. "Three ways, one symmetry."
"Yes."
They stayed at the beach until the tide started coming back in. Then they walked home along the high water line. The water, they noticed, was now adding a foot of itself back onto the sand for every 15 minutes that passed, reflecting the morning's pull, tugging against the morning's slack. They both noticed it at the same time. Neither of them said anything. They both already knew. And walking home in the warm slack of the returning tide, Mira felt something settle and go quiet inside her, the deep, easy calm of a person who has just watched a hard idea turn out to be gentle and found a friend standing in the same understanding.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mirror and Tug. released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.